Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
A lot going on in the land of orange and black as the Orioles open on Thursday.
They were Birdland, they call it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Birdland is another good name. Orioles getting ready to play in Toronto on Thursday. They were rained out today in Washington, so no last spring training game. And a lot went on this weekend, which included the fact that they re-signed Kyle Gibson, who was here a couple years ago, got a one-year deal, could make up to, I think, $5.5 million. And it was a rotation that already was skewing on the older side. He's another old pitcher. They say he'll be ready about May 1st.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at their entire starting rotation, I don't know that there's anybody you would look at and say they have upside.
Povich.
Sorry, Slim, because he did make it. Yes, absolutely Slim. But I don't even know how long Slim's here for because they've got all these off days. Like, the way they talked about Slim was, if you really look at what they said, he gives us the best chance to win that game. Like, literally the game they know he's going to start, the home opener here. Like, they're saying we like him in that game against that lineup. And they're not making any promises after that.
Mm.
And then you have the specter of off days. And you've got the specter of Kyle Gibson, who they didn't give him $5 million, not the pitch. I'm going to tell you that much.
They say he's about 50 to 70% ramped up already, for what that's worth.
And we've seen this in the past. What tends to happen when you sign a guy in February or March who hasn't been in anybody's camp?
Doesn't usually go too hot.
How did it work out for Jordan Montgomery in Arizona?
How did it
work out for Blake Snell until about July the 4th of last year? Then it got amazing.
Yes.
But how did it look up till then?
Early bad.
Whole first half bad.
Yeah.
So there's that. But, like, I mean, I think Eflin, you know what that is.
Yeah.
Kramer, you know what that is. Morton, there's a mortality on every arm, and 41 and all that tread on the tires, throwing all those curveballs, it gives me pause. I think Sagano, like, I hope he can provide some semblance of length, and I hope he can adjust to a five-man rotation and all the different things that are being thrown at him. But I do think a lot's on his shoulders and a lot's been thrown at him. And we'll see how much of a ramp they give Slim. I didn't love the way they framed it.
I know the exact quote that you're saying, and that was Elias talking about him.
And that's the only voice that matters.
Exactly. But something that we brought up a lot is Sagano. He would always just pitch on a specific day in Japan. Do they go to the six-man rotation at that point in the beginning of May? That would be my question with Gibson.
Yeah, I mean, I think they probably do. They probably do. And I don't know that that's a bad thing. I just, I'm going to be real interested to see, like, next Tuesday. if they're already, like, playing roster games, yeah. And so Slim's
they do
back
like,
and, so
they Slim's do like back playing and Rocky. Norfolk. They yeah. do like playing roster yeah. games.
So we can get an extra utility. And by then, I think they're going to know that Jackson Holliday can't play shortstop. And I don't think Gunnar Henderson's going to be out just a week. I mean, the guy's done nothing. So I just wonder if all of a sudden now they're playing roster games and Slim's back in Norfolk and they could shut people like me up by saying they made the team and we did what you wanted. But it's also like, you know, it's there's not a real commitment to it. It's not a real, like, throwing themselves full bore behind it and saying, yeah, we want to see this kid stick in our rotation and be a quality left-handed starter for us. Or don't they just always love to have, they love people like him to be in Norfolk, so they're there if we need them. Doesn't matter that they might be one of your best, not just your best five starting pitchers right now. He might be one of your best three starting pitchers right now.
The other thing we found out this weekend is that Gunnar Henderson will not start the season with the team, though we're still, the Jorge Mateo part of this is kind of nebulous at the moment. He has played in spring training games. He is staying down in Florida for a couple more days and working out, and they're going to see if he's on the opening day roster. If he is, I assume he's the shortstop, but if he's not, it does seem like Jackson Holliday will be the shortstop.
I think it's a big mistake. And I think it serves one person's ego, but it doesn't serve Jackson Holliday's productivity and mindset. It doesn't serve Jordan Westberg's productivity and mindset. It doesn't serve the overall defensive acumen of the team's ability to field the ball in the infield right bleeping now. It in real time and long term, I don't know who it serves other than the guy who drafted this kid and sold him as a shortstop. I cannot come to another meaningful, like, cogent conclusion that would make me think a team would do this other than it being ego-driven. Because I don't find it. He couldn't play shortstop in the minors. He barely played second base in the minors. You finally had him playing second base at a decent level here. You moved him even though you said Gunnar wasn't going to be gone that long. You do have reinforcements who can play shortstop. It's obvious to any of your real baseball people that Westberg's the third baseman yeah. is much better at third base. And Jackson Holliday, it was so fragile last year, and it was so not ready for – wasn't not only not ready for primetime, it wasn't ready for an 11 a.m. Apple TV game on a Sunday morning. It wasn't ready for the major leagues across the board the way you handled it last year. And to now jerk him around again, I will say it again, the people part of this business, they don't understand. They will never understand.
I just – you leave the 21-year-old alone. You just leave him at second base, and that's they've done everything but that. He hasn't started – a game at second base in Grapefruit League action since March 9th. We're talking more than 2 weeks.
The other part of it is that Jason mentions the Westberg part of it. He's a third baseman. He's a much better defensive third baseman. Let him be comfortable too. Just replace a guy temporarily at one position instead of moving three positions.
Just play your best available defensive shortstop. If it's Jorge Mateo, great. If it's not, that's why Soto and Vasquez and these other people are there. Like it really. Again, just go through all the permutations and ask yourself, why was Jackson Holliday at shortstop all last week? Why was Jackson Holliday at shortstop in the lineup for the game today at Nats Park that got rained out? Why? Who? Who's that serve?
Coming up next on the program, a wild weekend in Seattle for the Maryland Terrapins. They are Sweet 16 bound, already on their way to San Francisco. We recap next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.